There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
They still follow that trope because the last time we saw the Krees, they weren't the bad guys. But they weren't assholes. So now they're going to be going back to their diamond mine selves. Right? So if they do go with Chad Gable, they will be turning heel from out of nowhere. Sure, they'll explain it, but they are still going to follow the script of turning heel with the leader. So
I mean, they can just explain it as Chad Gable finally finding students who live up to his standards.
Oh, and they'll be assholes.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
To the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, and Emil Nate bringing you our picks of the week. And this is where we highlight our favorite wrestling matches or moments from the past week. I'm going to start with mine, and it's from Monday Night Raw. It's Chad Gable doing his promo to explain why he turned on Sami Zayn and suplexed him right as he was hugging his wife in Montreal. I love this kasi nahinug na yung Chad Gable heel turn that's been teased for weeks and weeks and weeks. Ro, you called this with the suit and all. But he did this in such a way where it wasn't like your stereotypical heel turn na a guy from a group turns heel, everyone else turns bad right after. In this case, sina Otis, Tozawa, and Maxine, they still act like baby faces. And because of that, Chad Gable called them soft. He berated them and eviscerated them in front of the crowd. He called Otis the biggest disappointment. Ginagugago niya si Tozawa. And then si Maxine, he capitalized on the hate that she gets from wrestling Twitter. And he berated her using basically the same sentiments from the people in the crowd. And if you're listening to this and you're in the know, good for you. But if you're not, the fact that the heel is echoing what wrestling Twitter is saying about Maxine Dupree probably tells you what side of the fence wrestling Twitter is on with regard to the Maxine Dupree conversation. But anyway, I like this because Chad Gable's finally getting to flex his chops as a heel of a different kind, because every time he's turned heel up to this point, it's always been as a ridiculous heel or a comedy heel. But this time, mas seryoso na siya. He's got that edge to him. And we called this Team Angle of the 2020s on the live stream nung Thursday. And I think Chad Gable has a huge, has an opportunity here to, you know, be the Kurt Angle of this generation if you can ramp up the intensity, diba? Pun intended, obviously. So I'm hoping that Chad Gable takes the ball and runs with it. And whether it's really the Creed brothers or the remnants of Alpha Academy, I hope that this new faction can wreak havoc on a Monday Night Raw roster whose other units seem to be on the brink of implosion.
Okay, you said that Alpha Academy did not turn with the leader. That's because they're not going to be the group that goes with the leader.
Because
they're not going to be the guys.
Julius Creed, diba?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they still follow that trope because the last time we saw the Crees, they weren't the bad guys. Diba? They weren't assholes. So now, they're going to be going back to their diamond mine selves. Diba? So if they do go with Chad Gable, they will be turning heel from out of nowhere. Diba? Sure, they'll explain it, but... They are still gonna follow the script of turning heel with the leader. So
I mean they can just explain it as Chad Gable finally finding students who live up to his standards.
And they'll be assholes. So they turn with the leader. I mean that still follows the trope, unfortunately. But it was entertaining. It was nice to address the elephant in the room, kumbaga, na you do have a leader who was turned into an asshole, and then addressing the rest of his group that didn't follow along the same line, diba? So that's a nice narrative win, I think, and goes to show na pinag easy pa rin yung mga storyline decisions na nakita natin on TV. So kudos to them for actually making time for this particular story beat, because you do need it. You can't cross to suddenly Chad Gable has divested himself of the rest of the Alpha Academy because he is a dick and they're not.
Yeah, same sentiments here. I love that he did it in a suit, that promo. He's turned heel. And I also love that part where after he berated the members of Alpha Academy, he said, "This is why you got into this academy, right? This is why, this is what you're here for, you know, to take criticisms and, you know, make you into better wrestlers." So parang ginaslit nila sila Otis, and basically said, "You're gonna help me win the IC Championship," which I think at this point we're all predicting that they're not gonna be the team to help Chad Gable. Is going to be another team, probably the Creed, diba? But still, I love that moment. Like it's that fake love that he showed to these guys after turning heel, and you know that promo was done perfectly. And they explained, you know, that loophole of he's a bad guy now, but he's still associated with the good guys, such as the Alpha Academy.
Yeah, so he got that fake love straight to their face.
Yep.
All right, moving on to the next pick. Let's go to you, Emil.
All right, so my pick goes out to the main event of NXT, Trick Williams versus Ilya Dragunov. I think this is their third matchup ever, and this time it's finally Trick winning the NXT title. I love the callback to this Avengers match of them going into the corners, which a lot of people think they copied off of Ospreay Danielson, but in fact, it was a callback from their previous match at Vengeance. And this time, it was Trick who finally got the upper hand. I love that moment. And I love that Trick finally got his moment. I wish na it could have been at the Stand and Deliver or at the... What was the next event ng NXT? Battleground.
Yeah.
I wish it could have been at that. But I think it's because of the draft. And, you know, Ilya is probably going to get called up tomorrow on Raw, so I understand why they had to do it here on NXT. But it was still a great match. For those who didn't watch it live or on Blast TV, it's on YouTube in full. They actually uploaded it.
It's on Blast TV. Get Blast TV.
Oh yeah, get Blast
TV.
You know, so kung wala kayo Blast TV, get Blast TV or not, watch this match on YouTube because it's a great one. It's it was a sprint, a 10 to 12 minute sprint, where they just went all out. So this was a much condensed version of what we saw during Vengeance. And it was still great. It was still a great match. And Trick finally got his moment.
I have a comment about yung spot, that spot. Yeah. So I understand that it was a callback to the Vengeance Day match. But at the same time, one, the commentators didn't really say it was a callback. So they should have hyped it the way you saw it, so that everyone watching it will be properly apprised of the context about it. But they did not. They just called it as it is. Okay, Torpedo Moscow versus the Trick shot. Right? So, and then because people take it as it is, I didn't even realize it was a callback. And then the Danielson versus Ospreay match just happened with that exact same, almost exact same spot. Talagang it will draw comparisons no matter what your intentions are about it. So
let me ask you this, Loro. Kasi sabi mo, sina Vic Joseph and Booker T, hindi nila na spot, diba, na it was a callback. What if hindi lang talaga nila naisip in the moment? And, you know, sina Ilya and Trick had already planned that with their producer.
Yeah, sure. They should have known because they are the ones watching all of this. But they are the first ones to be watching what unfolds in front of them every week. So they should have known, okay, that looks familiar. That's something Excalibur would say. Because Excalibur would spot because he does his homework, di ba? And kung hindi sinabi ni Ilya kay na Vic Joseph, oh, gagawin namin to. Ito yung historical significance ng spot na to. Then it's also kind of on them. Because I think you guys, you Stan, know na some people will tell us, okay, myself and Sonny Go would tell us, okay, we're going to do this. This is the significance of this. And people go out of their way to tell us that because they want that story to be told on air. So with such a big company with all these moving pieces in production, I find it hard to believe that they didn't know or they didn't tell the commentators beforehand or they didn't tell the agents who would tell the commentators or whoever's producing them beforehand. So that's a big miss. Kasi yun tuloy nangyari na. And then people were comparing it to Danielson and Ospreay. So that's a huge miss, I feel. And because there wasn't, you know, because the Ospreay and Danielson thing happened first, they should have also used the power of editing to avoid those comparisons. Because now people will see that and always think of the first spot, which is the Busaiku to the Oscar spot. So sayang lang. In a vacuum, it was really nice. That particular moment was really nice. But at the same time, a lot of editing was needed. Some editing was needed there. But going to the match, I really liked it. I also feel the same way now. Okay, this should have happened in a bigger stage. But I know now that Ilya Dragunov likes these shorter matches because it gives him an excuse to go fucking insane. He still goes insane pag 20 plus minutes in match. Pero now that it's only, what, 12 to 15 minutes, even less on air, he's just going to go batshit crazy with all the hard hits and the nonstop coke-fueled action of offense. Diba? So that's my favorite part about these shorter Ilya Dragunov matches. He knows what it takes to make it impactful kahit saglit lang. Kahit technically, mas malaking canvas ang kailangan mo for a big moment like this. Like Trick Williams' first big championship, right? So, he made it make sense. He made it matter, especially by giving Trick a war, a legit war that that Trick could say that he endured and survived, right?
Actually, I was going to ask that. Yung fact na Trick finally overcomes Ilya, third time's the charm. Finally becomes NXT champion and it doesn't happen at an NXT premium live event, diba na? Trick is one of their biggest homegrown stars at this point and he couldn't get the same moment that Carmelo Hayes got. So what do you think about that?
I'm sure it bothers Trick backstage, like behind the scenes. But in kayfabe, who cares, right? The only person who should care is someone like Alexis King who was chasing clout actively. But in kayfabe, a title shot is a title shot. Right? You make the most of it, no matter where you get it. If it's a random NXT, it's a random episode of Raw, random house show. The story is it's a championship match, and this is your big shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. And because he followed through, big moment. Yeah. He made the moment big. Just because the moment doesn't seem big on paper, the fact that he followed through made it big.
Yeah, like I said earlier, na yes, it could have been at a stand and deliver or at the battleground, the next one, but because of the circumstances around it, I understand. And I'm pretty sure they also understand it as well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break and get to our second half of the picks of the week in a bit. But first, let's hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Parents, this is your cheat code to understanding your gamer kid. This is Keri Kita, guide for non-gamer parents. I'm Ray.
And I'm Joey, hardcore gamers, hardcore parents. Let's learn from each other. Dito, Keri Kita.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Back from the break, and we've got Chino's pick of the week, which is from SmackDown, and it's the main event, Cody Rhodes taking on Carmelo Hayes in Melo's in-ring debut on SmackDown. So Chino appreciated how Melo got to re-debut on the main roster officially against Cody Rhodes, no less. Sabi rin ni Chino, it's remarkable to see Cody now being the standard bearer for the company, and seeing him welcome a younger talent like Carmelo Hayes is a good fit for Cody. Sabi rin niya na great job for making Melo look good, and that Melo was able to show off his swagger and his athleticism in a relatively short outing, and it really shows how main roster ready Carmelo Hayes is. And I do agree with these points. I'd like to think na Melo has been main roster ready for quite some time, and I can't really think of a much better way to introduce Melo to the main roster. He even got yung that acknowledgement moment from Cody after he gets pinned by Cody. Kind of like how John Cena was acknowledged by Kurt Angle and then The Undertaker, diba? After Cena's debut match back in 2002. So I think we're on the right track here with regard to building Melo.
Yeah, and I love how they matched up Melo with Cody. So it's a good sign for Melo na they're putting in an effort to make him look like a star, and he did look like a star in this his first match despite the loss. And may mga worries before na how Melo would fare on the main roster, like because of his height now, like, but he's gonna be fine, folks. He's gonna be fine in the main roster. He has what it takes. He, like Chino said, he is main roster ready, and abangan na lang natin kung how he would fare against the stars in the main roster.
Yeah, I haven't seen the match in full just yet, but I already know it's a good match on paper. Siyempre, Triple H knows what the type of wrestler Melo is. He knows that Cody will lead him to a great match. Let's talk about that spot, though. Is that first thing? It's the first thing I saw. I haven't finished SmackDown yet, but it's the first thing I saw from the match. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, it's when Melo and Cody both go for a second rope springboard move, and then they both miss kasi ni sila sabay sa timing. So I've seen a lot of takes. Some say it's a botch. Some say they did it intentionally. I think the answer is we'll never know until Cody and his big mouth speak on it eventually. So my thing is, I feel like if they did what they were supposed to do on paper, which is to meet in the middle, it would have gone so wrong. So I'm leaning more toward the fact that sadya yung ano, yung pagka miss nila by having them both go one after the other.
Are you saying Melo actually misses?
Oh yeah, Melo actually missed. So he can't say that anymore. But it is interesting. I think they knew, and this is me assuming that they did it on purpose. I think they knew that it would get the whole world talking, and it did get the whole world talking, right? So,
it's accomplished, but in.
Yeah, I think it made sense that they just didn't do that because, you know, they were avoiding each other.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's close things out with your pick of the week, Ro, and it's a match that I enjoyed watching over breakfast and coffee.
Oh yeah, yesterday's episode of Collision had a big main event. It was Claudio Castagnoli versus Swerve for the World Championship, which would have been the first match, by the way, since Swerve won the title, nung Dynasty. But no, they had him do a weird match with Kyle Fletcher. And, you know, nawala na yung prestige. But, you know, this is still pretty great. They're still doing the whole 20-minute main event thing for Collision, but this time, FTR is not involved for once. So I feel like this was a lot better than the actual Swerve versus Samoa Joe match. Claudio is always a nice big match performer. You just don't get to see it often because he's not always put in the main event situation. But they mesh together well. It's always fun to see Claudio do his strongman thing, especially with a guy who is as agile and as athletic and acrobatic like Swerve. So, masayang panoorin to. People tend to forget, I think, how good Claudio's strongman style is. I think when you don't often get to see it you don't often get to see it be on full display kapag nasa tag team match siya, di ba? So now that he's for one night only a featured player again sa AEW, you remember why this man was heavily desired to get a big championship push, di ba? So yeah, and it was a nice outing. Obviously, it was the kind of thing that okay, Swerve's gonna win because this is his first championship match since winning the title, but. For a moment, it was nice to believe that Claudio could win. But, you know, the actual end game here is to show that Claudio is still an integral single star among the BCC group with guys like Danielson and Moxley.
Thank God that we didn't get an FDR House of Black 20-minute main event. That's my complaint about Collision all this time. But I'm glad that Claudio was first challenger because he is in that sweet spot na he's credible but can also but hindi rin mawawala yung credibility niya losing a world title match. And I also think this is some sort of a test trial for a Claudio singles run because also
test
at this time
trial pa.
a trial run for Claudio singles run kasi all this time parang utility player lang siya ng BCC eh. Like he's always being used as a tag partner whenever Moxley or Danielson needs a tag partner for a match. So I'm glad that they're finally thinking of this guy is so good that maybe we need to push him for a title. Kasi sobrang dami titles sa AEW, diba? Sobrang sayang din if hindi rin magagamit si Claudio at his best of his abilities because this guy is one of the best in the world.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed this match. Always nice to see Claudio get some extended minutes. And I guess the one thing that disappointed me was na-block or binlock ni Swerve yung sharpshooter attempt ni Claudio. And then sina Shavani, they were saying, oh, he was looking for a Boston Crab. Like, no, Claudio goes for the sharpshooter. Come on. Someone was not paying attention here. But that's just me being a nitpicky Claudio super fan. Anyway, it was a great matchup. And yung nga nabanggit mo Emil utility player si Claudio and I guess by extension yung Blackpool Combat Club and you see it in the way that they're essentially tweeners right now. Now depending on the matchup, depending on the need for the story, they will act more like faces or more like heels, which is a designation or an alignment that I feel is only reserved for specific wrestlers. Not everyone can be a tweener. And I'm saying this because like dito sa local scene, a lot of guys, especially pre-COVID, would say, "Nde tweener ako," without really understanding that it takes a certain level of gravitas and skill to be able to pull off the tweener assignment well.
And character building.
Yun din, yeah, character building. Kaya nga, gravitas, diba? Kasi kung wala ka pang established character talaga, hindi mo masasabi na, hindi, tweener ako kasi wala ka pang basic character eh. Ano yung layers na malalagay mo kung wala kang basic foundation of a character? So, what I'm saying is, the BCC, deserve nila, may case sila maging tweener. Kasi they're already well-established wrestlers and personalities.
Even so, Wheeler Yuta?
Okay, maybe not Wheeler Yuta. Pero yung tatlong seniors niya, oh, for sure. Wheeler Yuta, not so much. So there. That's it. Those are our picks of the week. Walang picks your own because life got in the way. But if you have your picks of the week and you want to get those in, you know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. And if you want to connect with us individually, it is at RowisWar, at EML_Meister, at Gino Supersized, at Monday Night Rowan, and at _StanC. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all the work that they do behind the scenes. And we will see you on Thursday for our weekly live stream as we thank you again for making us a part of your weekly wrestling diet. For Ro Moran and Emil Nate, as well as Chino Liao and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay hydrated, and stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling, Wrestling Podcast. Out later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.